This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moondoggies every Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of your Pirates, Sean Pender. The seventh ranked Brunswick High School Pirates. By the way, we're climbing a spot in the polls every week, it seems like. I know you don't look at the polls, but the fans do.
Well, let's hope we keep climbing.
Yeah, let's do. We're coming off a big blowout win over New Hampstead, Coach, 52-24. They came down here kind of highly touted, undefeated, and we got up 21-0, and they were pretty much playing from behind the whole game.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to our special teams in particular. David Schwartz, he does a really good job with it. And, we started off with a great kickoff return to start the game, getting to the 40-yard line. We were able to punch in a quick score. And then also we had a block punt, also set up another quick score. So special teams got off to a great start. It was great kickoff coverage all night. And just a really good team effort, Kip. We played great defense. Offense, we didn't punt all night long. So it's very good when you play a complete game like that, because New Hampstead is a very good football team.
Coach, they had some playmakers on offense, and they hit some plays. You said they were going to hit some plays before the game, and you still have to be pretty pleased with what our defense did against them.
Oh, absolutely. They have a very good quarterback. He's poised. Does a really good job moving around the pocket. We tried to get pressure on him, and he did a good job of eluding the pressure, kept his eyes downfield, and they made some plays here and there. But defense kept coming all night long, kept pushing, kept working, made them work. We were very physical against them, and that helped a lot as well.
Our pass rush was on point again last Friday night. I mean, we didn't get as many sacks as we would like, but
a lot of hurries.
We're in the quarterback's face. He had to scramble and try to make things happen. And when he was on the run, he was not very effective.
No, and that's another thing, Kip. I don't have the stats right in front of me, but I do remember when we were looking at the breakdown of how many attempts that he threw and how many completions there were, he was under 40%. And they threw it a lot, and that tells you the pass rush was there. You had a very accurate quarterback that's been very accurate, throwing for over 70% on the year, and we held them to around 40 mark or less.
Their quarterback was 14 for 39
there
on the night,
go.
Coach.
14, you got the stats.
So that was that's pretty impressive.
I have some math people out there. They'll probably figure out the statistics for us.
14 for 39, that means our defensive backs were covering pretty well.
35%.
35%
completion rate. So
that's not going to cut it. But that's the when you're opposing team. That's what you want to have.
Right, and then you put on that our defensive front, and they shut down the run game for the most part. So we were really making them one dimensional, and they're one dimensional and 35% at what they're one dimensional at. That says we had a really good night on defense.
When you play a passing team like New Hampstead, what kind of role does the linebackers play in the passing game?
Oh, there's quite a bit, actually. I mean, it's, of course, they always got to do the run reads and make sure we shut that down. And then they got to get the drops. And it just depends on, what we're doing. They got to understand every blitz concept because, sometimes a blitz concept might have them have to cover, a gap or something for somebody else. Sometimes they got to know if they got to have a contain responsibility or if they're going to have responsibility and drop a hook curl or have them run out to the flats. So, there's a lot of different things they have to do. So their head definitely has to be in the game when you're going against a passing team.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our defensive line, they're kind of tone setters for our defense. They make everything kind of revolves. If they're getting pressure and they're getting penetration, defense looks really good.
Yeah, when our defensive line is on point and doing the types of job that they've been doing all year, it does make the job also easier for our linebackers. You know, a lot of the defensive line's names might not be getting called out for some of the really good things that they do, but when you see the linebackers making double-digit tackles, and we're making tackles for losses, and we're making tackles for very minimal gains, doesn't contribute to the defensive line and how well they're playing.
Speaking of tackles, Adam Mawiba, 9 tackles last Friday night. I mean, he's been up around. He missed one game because of the pandemic, but 2 games, 19 tackles.
Yeah, he's a ball hawk. He's flying around, and he's doing a great job on our defense. He stays in it. He works extremely hard, and I have a feeling he's going to be one of the top tacklers in the region.
Defensive backs, Coach, 39 pass attempts, which, you know, New Hampstead's a passing football team.
We're good receivers, too.
Didn't get beat deep. They had to hit a play on a wheel route on a fourth down, but I don't recall us getting beat over the top all night long.
Yeah, the wheel route they had that went for a long touchdown run right there at the end of the second quarter was actually a blown assignment by an outside linebacker. He didn't pick up his blitz peel. They'd go with him. And it allowed the running back to hit the sideline. You know, he actually caught it out in the flats, but then there was no one there, and he just went straight up the sideline for a big game. So we can't allow mistakes like that to happen anymore.
Last question on the defense before we go to our first break. Coach, you have assembled a pretty good staff on the defensive side of football. Talk a little bit about that and what they bring to the table.
Oh, yeah. You want to start with the defensive coordinator, Thomas Tedder, does a really good job of managing the defensive staff and the defense. He puts together a really good game plan every week. He works extremely hard. I don't know another defensive coordinator that works as hard as he does. He's always locked in. He's focused, working on what he wants to do, and, he listens, to his defensive staff. We have a lot of good members on the defensive staff. Guys that used to be head coaches, defensive guys used to be coordinators themselves. And then you look at Johnny Butts at the D-line. Johnny Butts has a lot of experience. He's been doing it for a very long time. He's a former defensive coordinator himself, and he brings a lot to the table, and he really focuses on the front with him and along with Brian Edwards at the linebacker spot. And they do a really good job of getting the front ready. And then you have 2 brilliant coaches on the back end as well. You have David Shores, who is a whole added dimension to us on the back end with all the knowledge that he brings and all the years of experience that he brings in doing what he does. And then you got Willie Bolden, who's a young coach, but he's up and coming, extremely smart, works extremely hard, and they work really well together. It's a good combination. So, yeah, that defensive staff, they put a lot of time in, they work well together, everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid, and it really makes for a good unit when you have that type of working relationship with your group.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kev Branson. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden House Pharmacy. Coach, have you ever had a football team that had 7 rushing touchdowns in one game?
Not that I can recall. I've been doing this for a long time. I know a long time ago I was at Brandon County and we had a kid named Jamie White. And Jamie White was a special individual. And I do know, he himself rushed for 6 touchdowns in the game. And it was versus Cook County. And we scored 49 points. And I know that he got 6 of them. And I don't remember if the other one was a pass or a rush to Phillip Range. He was the other one that did it. But I'm not real sure. If we did, that'd be the only other time. But this was definitely a great job by our running backs. I believe what Jacoby had 3, and then Reece Simmons.
He had two,
and then
Drayton had one, and Leon had one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 7.
7.
Because the power run game has been very effective this year. And it starts with the offensive line.
It is. And this year, this is the best we've been with the balance between the power run game in between the tackles and the outside run. And a lot of that is now with Jaden Drayton in the mix. And we have more than him that can hit the outside edge. But right now, he's what you're seeing. You're going to see some others in the future. I'm real high on this Jermaine King kid we have. I think when he gets the ball on the outside edge, he's going to do it. We got touchdown Terry, who's going to get more.
Touchdown Terry.
That's going to get more involved in the offense, and he will. He'll be another one on the edge as well. So we're going to have a lot more there, and then of course our receivers will get more involved. I plan to get the receivers more involved this week, and just making us more diverse on the offensive side of the ball. But yeah, the inside-outside run game is fantastic.
My buddy Font Tornabean called me today, Coach, and we got to talking Pirate football, and the name Jacoby Hill got brought up, and I said, what do we have to do to get him an offer from Valdosta State University? I'd love to see him wearing some red and black.
Oh, yeah, I would, too. You know, he's getting some offers coming in right now. There's a couple college coaches actually coming in on Friday. Hopefully he'll give another offer there when that happens. But yeah, the Valdosta State would be a great place for Jacoby Hill to go. But right now, we got to look at where he does have offers, and Savannah State, and there's a couple other HBCs that are really looking at him hard. I do believe he'll have an offer by every HBC in the state of Georgia. And then I'm sure Valdosta State will offer sooner or later. But yeah, there's a lot of good prospects out there, not just for Jacoby, but also Ree as well.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk about those running backs as a group. They're special, and they work hard, and they're just the leaders of the football team.
They are. They do work hard. They get after it all the time. They're full of energy. And it's entertaining, really. You know, sometimes it's kind of comical in some aspects, the roles that they play in practice. But they get after it. They do work hard. We always talk about Jacoby and Ree, but Leon, he's right there in the mix with them all the time. And then there's Quiet Pat Leggett. You know, he's still part of the Wolfpack.
Makes it happen.
He does. He makes it happen. He helps out a little bit in the passing game, but he also runs the football hard, and he's also fun when the ball's in his hand. He does a lot of really good things, and that Wolfpack's expanding. All these boys I just named are all seniors. They're gonna be gone, and we got the puppies right behind them that are gonna turn into the dogs in another year or two.
Leon Charlton, Coach, touches to touchdown ratio has got to be through the roof.
That's pretty good. You know, he's done well. I don't know what it is, but
it's high.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a. Yeah, this looks like we need to get the ball more. But you know, what do? You got great running backs, you know, all through that are all averaging over 7 yards a carry or something like that. It's something ridiculous. So, you know, what do there? You just got to keep feeding these guys the ball and just watch them do their magic.
270-plus yards rushing last Friday night against New Hampstead, 7 yards a carry. We were just ripping off chunks and chunks of yardage.
I'd like to see some more like long breaks. We haven't got enough of those yet. We had them in the McIntosh game. We had 2 back-to-back. But besides that, we really haven't had those long runs. I'm hoping to see some of that on Thursday night.
Wide receivers, you said you wanted them to have some breakout games coming up, making progress week by week. Where are we at with that group?
Well, blocking-wise, they're doing a better job than a year ago, which is a good thing, and they're giving good hustle. It's just we just haven't had the productivity out of them, and that's due to not having as many opportunities. I think it's a good group. We got some talent there, but the opportunities haven't been there as much because we've been so efficient in the run game, and we've been calling a lot more run plays than we are passing plays, but... You know, we do have some things to get the balls in their hands. We just got to make sure we, you know, make the right reads and get the ball there on some good passes. And then the receivers got to catch the ball, too. They can't let it hit him. And I think we also have about 3 or 4 drops on the year, too, that we need to improve on. But overall, I mean, I think you're going to see the receivers improve.
Former wide receiver Sean Pender, drops really eat at you, don't they?
They do. I mean, the year I had a record-setting year, I had 2 balls that I dropped, and that year, and I remember them like it was yesterday. One of them was a little hitch pass. I tried to run before I caught the ball, and I dropped it, and I was just sat there and like, oh, I can't believe that happened. And another one tipped off my fingertip and was intercepted, broke my finger too on that play. And I remember those 2 plays like it was yesterday. Forget the record setting year, catch all those balls. I remember the ones I dropped, and yeah, drops eat at me.
Quarterback play, Coach, we got one sitting in the room here. Rate our quarterback play last Friday, and as a group, as they get better and better as the season progresses.
They're improving. You know, the quarterbacks are working hard, and I do got to give that to them. They come, they work, they get in the morning meetings. There's a lot of competition there between the quarterbacks, but they make themselves better. They make each other better. They continue to work hard, and there's good energy with those guys, and just want to keep that going. And then let us see, we treat our quarterbacks like we do any other position, where if one does a really good job, he's gonna get to play a little bit more than the other. It just is what it is. If one's hotter than the other, they'll play. If they both deserve to play, they'll both play. And if one messes up, he's gonna get yanked out. The other one's gonna come in, and they know that, and they understand it. So they try not to mess up.
And finally, before we go to break, Coach, we didn't punt last week, but our field goal kicker, 7 point after attempts, 7 perfect. And he kicked a 25-yard field goal. Had to be pleased with that.
He is. He's number 2 in the state right now. A little sophomore, number 2 in the state and points and all the kickers.
McLean Finneran.
Yeah, McLean, he is, was it 19 points or something like that?
He's accurate.
And he's 1 point away right now. So hopefully we'll score enough points to get him some more points and get him up there as one of the top kickers.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by our host, Moon Doggies. The Islands Sharks are coming in here for the first meeting against the Brunswick High Pirates. It'll be the first meeting between the two schools. Talk a little bit on offense. Talk about what they do offensively, and then we'll get on the defensive side.
Yeah, Islands, real similar to us in formations. They do. They're more of a spread team. They have an athletic quarterback. He can move around. He's a dual threat type kid. Kind of has to. They struggle a little bit on the offensive line, but they have really good perimeter players, decent running back, but they have one of the best players that's going to be on the field, and that's number 20. I don't know his name, but he's like, I think he's committed to the big FBS school. I just don't remember which one. But he can play on both sides of the ball as a receiver. He's very dangerous. He gets in a one-on-one situation. You throw a jump ball up to him. 9 out of 10 times he comes down with it. And then he has great speed on top of that. So he's definitely a weapon that we have to make sure we contain. We have to do a good job on him. We have to get pressure on the quarterback. They got some other receivers too that can hurt you. As long as we play focused and locked in, I do like our matchup overall because I believe we're going to get a good pass rush. We're going to put that quarterback under duress. If we put him under duress, he is going to make some mistakes in the throwing game, and hopefully we can cause some turnovers.
Coach, we're getting ready to, after Islands, we got Glenn next week. Is there any issues with guys looking ahead to the city championship game? I know that's always a worry as a head coach.
You know, we're trying to do a strong emphasis on concentrating on ourselves. We talked about it. We even talked about it today. Our opponents right now are nameless and faceless. We have to get better to get the goals that we have, that we put in that chest, and the goals that we have for our team. We have to take it 1 week at a time, and we have to maintain the consistency of getting better every week. And then, you got the big city championship game coming up, and we know what's there. You can't ignore that factor. But this is a game before it, and we can't allow it to be a trap game. We let the kids understand, listen, we gotta play games before that city championship game, and we have to play games after that city championship game. So we have to take it one game at a time. Right now, we're working on being champions and creating champions as a habit, so we're working on being champions. We said every Friday night, but this is going to be a Thursday night, which our Thursday night record's pretty good, too.
Yes, this is the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Defensively, you said they've got a big defensive lineman that can wreak havoc. So talk a little bit about them on the defensive side, Islands.
Yeah, they got one defensive lineman that stands out quite a bit. He gets a lot of pressure. None of the offensive line men that he's faced this year have been able to block him. He's blown through everybody. I do think we have the best offensive line that he's going to face. I don't anticipate him blowing through us, but he does have the ability to cause havoc. Besides that, they do have a couple other guys. They got a really big guy that's going to be lined up over Kanaya Charlton, but that works in our favor. I think Kanaya is going to roll him around. Kanaya does a really good job against big, slow kids. Kanaya is a big, fast kid, and he's very strong. He's gonna handle him.
Coach, one of the things in the off season that stood out about a lot of our conversations was you used the term, we're going from a winning program to a championship program. Now, dealing with higher expectations is part of that. How have your kids, the community is excited about the Brunswick High Pirates. How are the kids dealing with higher expectations?
Kids usually respond to the expectations you put on them. Yeah, you sit there and you want to say, hey, we want excellence to be our standard. And you got to hold your ground as a coach and staff to that standard. And you just, the kids will try to wear you down a little bit and bring you down. But in some aspect, if you stay up there and you stand your ground, they will prove that they can reach those levels that you didn't know that they could reach. And you just got to keep on tapping into their potential, and let them turn their performance into potential so they perform at a much higher level. And our kids are pretty grounded. Again, I think a lot of it has to do with what we're talking about with the defensive staff in particular. I think it goes for our entire staff where everyone's drinking the same Kool-Aid. Everyone's on board. Everyone understands that we're trying to be champions here. And to be champions, it has to be a complete effort by everybody involved in the program. And that message has been clear. It's across. And the kids are understanding, hey, winning is not enough. That's not what we're here trying to do. We talk every year about trying to win a state championship. We talk every year about trying to win the region championship. We talk every year about trying to win the city championship. So that is what we're trying to do, is change this to from a winning culture, because we have changed. We have flipped the script here. We are now a winning program. When you look at our program in this tenure that I've been here, we have a winning record now, and now winning is not enough. Now we gotta get championships.
Coach, explain the whole movement of the game from Savannah to Brunswick. Some people may not even know still that we're playing at home against Islands tomorrow night, so go through that whole scenario.
Well, first of all, hats off to Carl DeMossi. Carl DeMossi is the athletic director at Islands. He called me on Sunday and made me aware of a lot of the restrictions that were going on in Savannah due to COVID. Savannah has a beautiful stadium that we're going to play at Islands. However, it only seats around 2,600 people. They were only going to allow 25% capacity in that stadium, and they were only going to give Brunswick fans 175 tickets, and wanted to limit the fact that no band be able to go, and limit the amount on our roster and stuff like that to try to keep the amount of people down. Well, how fair is that to the cheerleaders that want to come? How fair is that to the band that wants to come and their parents that want to be a part of it? And Carl understood that, and so we got it worked out between him and our athletic director, Steve Waters, to be able to give a buyout, make them come down here. But they let us buy them out for a good price. It wasn't trying to gouge us or anything. And, we just got to feed them some food and give them some drinks and give them a little bit of money for travel expenses. And, for the most part, that's about it. And they're going to come down here because they want the venue. They want the crowd. They were going to allow 375 people from Savannah, and that was it. So hopefully in this situation, now everybody who wants to be a part of this game can be a part of this game on both sides of the ball. Savannah's not that far of a trip. And who wouldn't want to play between the bricks?
You got it. The only thing we got to deal with this weekend is listening to the Glen folks whine about the condition of the field on Friday night after we play on Thursday.
Field's going to be fine. We're a fast-paced offense anyway. The way we move, the way we're going to do, we're not going to stay in the one little patch of grass. We're going to be all over the field, so we promise to not stay in the same spot all night long.
I got you. Any last comments, Coach?
Yeah, that's it, man. It's a Thursday night game, and what a great week, really, to be a Pirate and to be even a Glen Terror, where you can sit there, or be a fan of football, where you can sit there and you can watch both Brunswick and Glen play a Thursday and a Friday. How awesome is that? You get two great nights of high school football instead of one.
Well, I'll be there Thursday, but I'm going to Athens on Friday, Coach.
I'm gonna be there Thursday and Friday. I'm gonna be watching Glen since we got him the next Friday.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Coach,
say it.
Go Pirates!
All right.